Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Okay. Now what's in the box?
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
What's in the box?
Oh my gosh, it runs in the family.
Yeah.
Listen, Peter, why don't you go get the rest of the kids, because I have a surprise here for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. Greg, Marcia, Chad, Bonnie, Cindy!
I said go get them. I know how to yell.
Okay, Dad.
Scoot.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
While we're waiting for the kids, what is it?
It's a box with a ribbon on it.
Ooh, you are mean.
Yeah, this is awesome.
You'll never guess.
I won't tell. Is it gonna be something good or something?
You haven't done anything good yet.
Is that for all of us?
Listen, I'm gonna give you a hint.
Okay.
It has to do with water.
Water?
In the box?
Water? Oh, well, one thing, it's too little for a swimming pool.
Why don't you go ahead and open it?
Yeah, come on. I am so excited. I can't believe this little
You'll
box
never
is for
guess.
All of us.
Oh,
it looks like airline tickets.
That's because they are airline tickets. Mr. Phillips asked me to check on the construction of a building I designed, you know?
Yeah, where?
Where
are we going?
You know, the kids are out of school. We're going to be on vacation. Why don't you take the whole family along at company expense?
Mike, where are we going?
Hawaii!
Hawaii!
We're going to Hawaii!
Oh, Lizzie, what's going on? Alex, we'll tell you later. Just you! Oh, yay!
Mike, I'll send your boss a beautiful postcard every day.
Honey, this is a business trip.
Okay, I'll just say, having a terrible time. Wish you were here.
Look, Hawaii.
How can they land such a big plane on such a little island? Hey, what's that big lump down there?
That's Diamond Head, dumbhead.
Honolulu, here we are.
That's enough.
I'm going to tell Mrs. Brady on you.
Oh, look at that. Come on, Alice.
Come on.
Stay there all day.
half a day?
The boss wants me to pick up Mr. Brady and his family at the airport.
He gets all the tough jobs.
Aloha. Mr. Brady, my boss said you might want to do some sightseeing over the weekend before you start work Monday, and I'm available.
Oh, that sounds great to me.
Well, come on, let's get started.
Yeah.
What's this place called again, David?
Oh, they call it Pu'u O'alaka'a.
What?
Pu'u O'alaka'a.
Pu'u
O'alaka'a.
Pu'u O'alaka'a.
Pu'u O'alaka'a.
Why don't we call it Lookout Point?
That's a new modern state building in the background, and the old Iolani Palace is the building in front of it, the only royal palace in the United States. Here, let me take your picture in front of King Kamehameha. You know, he was the first island chief to get all the islands under one rule, so he was our first king.
I bet I know why he was king.
What? Look how big he was.
Okay, ready? Smile.
Say belly button.
Belly button.
Fine. I guess you can see how it got its name, the blowhole.
You might call it Old Faithful Hawaiian style.
Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah, you see, man. Did you get your picture?
Yeah, but I got it really blown, get us all wet.
Oh, you want to get wet? Why didn't you say so?
Big, it's enormous.
Hey, what's that over there?
Forget about that. Look over here.
What's that funny thing?
Look way down there.
Yeah, what's that?
Hey, hold it, hold it. One thing at a time.
Yeah, pipe down. One thing at a time. Now, what's that over there?
Bobby, now let's all give David a chance to tell us about it.
Well, first of all, Pearl Harbor is the biggest naval installation in the Pacific. See over there? Those are nuclear submarines being serviced. Every time an astronaut returns from the moon, the recovery ships come from this port.
Oh, remember, kids? We saw that on television.
Yeah.
Are those battleships?
Over there? Those are destroyers, guided missile destroyers.
Those ships carry missiles on the stern.
Yeah, right in the back of the stern. You see there? Those are missiles. Over there starts Battleship Row. And up ahead is the Arizona Memorial.
Gee, it's something seeing the Arizona right underneath us.
Yeah. Even though it's no longer a commissioned ship, the Navy granted special permission to fly the American flag over it.
You mean that she was still afloat?
Yeah. You see how this is constructed? It's low in the center, and it's higher on the ends? That's symbolic of the ultimate victory. Look over here at the base of this flagpole. You see this plaque? Dedicated to the eternal memory of our gallant shipmates in the USS Arizona who gave their lives in action 7 December 1941. From today on, the USS Arizona will again fly our country's flag just as proudly as she did on the morning of 7 December 1941.
Oh, I must say, Pearl Harbor sure is impressive, isn't it?
You know, there's a story about Pearl Harbor most people don't know.
What kind of story?
Well, way back when they first started to build all this, an old island chief warned them against it. See, the islanders believed that this was the home of the Shark Queen God.
Shark Queen God?
One of the strongest of the island gods. The chief told them that this place was taboo, and if they built here, evil things would happen.
What kind of evil things?
Well, when they finished building the first dry dock, it collapsed and sank into the sea. No one could ever explain how it happened.
Wow, then what?
Well, then they started building again, and the chief warned them again.
Did they listen to him this time?
Nope. Nothing happened. Until the attack in 1941.
Well, I hardly think that has anything to do with the taboo, kids.
Well, neither do I, Mr. Brady, but, you know, some of these old islanders are pretty superstitious.
Hey, look what I dug up.
No! Do not touch.
Why not?
Taboo. Taboo idol. Very strong. Bring evil to all who touch.
Oh, come on, brother. That's just an old island superstition.
Do as I say.
You kidding me?
Do not touch. We bring evil.
Okay, old man. So we get rid of it. You satisfied now?
Someday you learn respect. Respect for island taboo.
That's the boss's office over there, Mr. Brady.
Well, I just want to check on a couple things. I'll be right back.
Dad, can we take a look around?
Okay, but don't go far, because I'm not going to be gone long, okay?
Come on, let's go see what they're doing here.
Say, Dave, maybe you and I get together a little later and check out some of the more important sites, like bikinis.
Hey, right on. Hey, come on down to the beach tomorrow. You can look while I judge a surfing contest for some of my buddies.
Hey, you know, I do some surfing. You suppose I can get in the contest? You're in. But you got to watch out. We got some pretty big surf over here, and you gotta keep your eyes on the waves, not the bikinis. Okay.
Hey, Pete! Look what I found! It's real old.
It sure is ugly. You know who it reminds me of?
Who?
You!
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put a string on it and wear them around my neck for good luck.
Does that sound right to you? If you're trying to make a terrible sound, it sounds right.
Hi there.
Hi.
You're having a little trouble with that, aren't you?
I sure am. Can you play one?
I think I remember. Thanks.
You're a lot better than Bobby.
Thanks again.
Can you sing something for us?
Sure. Sam, lend me your tonsils.
Sure, I'll loan you both.
Whoever you may be, sweet someone, you suit me to a T. Although you pay no attention to me at all, one kiss and me. Less to mention, I had to fall. How I wonder who's keeping us apart. Don't blunder and give away your heart until you whisper I love you, and then I'll know, sweet someone, that you belong.
Should you sing good?
Real singers.
Who knows? Maybe someday we can turn professional.
Hey, I know who you are. No wonder he sings so good. He's Don Ho.
Don who?
Don Ho.
This is Sam Kapoor, and he and I sing at the Polynesian Palace together.
Welcome to the islands.
Thanks. Thank you, kid. See you later.
Wait. Can I have your autograph?
Sure.
Yours too, Mr. Kapoor.
What are your names?
Bobby and Cindy Brady.
Well, let me take a wild guess now. You're Cindy.
Right.
Aloha. Aloha. Dear.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Boy, we never would have met them if it hadn't have been for my good luck charm. Some good luck charm.
You know, that was a good show tonight.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah. Don Ho has a great act.
How would you know? You never took your eyes off the hula girls.
Oh, I barely noticed it.
Oh, yeah? Your eyeballs were going back and forth twice as fast as their hips.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great trip for all of us.
So far, it's been a perfect vacation.
Okay, let's hit the sack. I got a big day tomorrow in that surfing contest.
Boy, you're gonna get wiped out.
Yeah, over here, all the guys can surf before they can walk.
But there happen to be great surfers all over the world, back home, too.
We know that. We just didn't know you were one of them.
Gee, I'm sorry, Bobby.
Why? That almost hit you on your head. You could have been hurt.
I know. It's a good thing I have my good luck charm with me.
Come on, you guys. I want to rent a board and get in some surfing before the contest.
Aren't the girls coming?
No, they're going to a hula lesson.
Who needs a hula lesson to learn how to hula?
Oh. Come on, swivel hips.
Come on, everybody. We don't want to miss our hula lesson.
Hey, wait a minute. There's something wrong. I don't seem to have enough grass for the backyard.
I think I have yours, Alice.
Yeah, I think you do, too.
Okay, good. Everybody, come on. Out you go.
Hey, isn't this Bobby's little statue?
Yeah, I guess he dropped it when they went to the beach.
Well, I'll keep it for him.
Okay. Alice, now you take it easy.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I feel it, yeah.
I'm getting it. I got it. Help! I mean, I think I've really got it. I can't move.
Alice, what is it?
Oh, it's my hula, Mrs. Brady.
My who went one way and my la went the other. Does anybody care to lend a helping hula hand?
We'll be right back.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we'll keep it simple. You got a half hour, and I judge you on your best ride, okay?
Okay,
let's go.
After the contest, the bikinis?
Listen, Mahalini, you just pay attention to the waves.
I'll try, but it's hard, brother.
What was all that stuff about the bikinis?
You'll learn. Boy, will you learn.
Well, here goes. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Oh, Bobby, speaking of luck, look what I found.
Thanks, Alice. I thought it was gone forever. Hey, Greg, wait.
Thanks, I'll take all I can get.
Charm.